Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Oh, this is a fun hour. Say it every week. The hair comes down, the round table is surrounded by good friends, and it's kind of like listening to that conversation at the table next to you in a restaurant when they're talking about a topic you like, and you sit there and eat and say nothing to your date because you're really fascinated by the conversation next to you. Waffle House, my producer just said in my ear. So anyway, we've got a really good roundtable coming up, and I'm going to be bringing back Barb Davis White. Morgan Boatman, regular contributor, is on the air. He's on the computer here. He's blinking. And, of course, George Hill. George, welcome back, my friend.
Oh, this is the best hour on radio.
Yes, it is, and it's fun. This show's been moving really good, a wealth of information, a lot of fun stuff to talk about. It's going to be fun to get some current event and give out the boneheads and let Barb chime in with her reaction. And before I get started and introduce Barb, re-intro Barb and Morgan, I want to read an email that came in, and Barb will like this one. And it says, I have your quote for you, is what it's referring to here. It says, I love the email is titled, Josie Wales, great show. If anyone gets hit, sing out and slap some iron on it. It's the fastest way to stop the bleeding. And then he says, I especially like the Ted Nugent lead-ins. Barb is a friend of mine, great person, would most definitely get my vote if I was in her district. And it comes from Doug Malsom. Gun-owning, right-wing, conservative, nut-job veteran. I love it. Doug, thanks very much for the email. And with that, I'll reintroduce Barb Davis White, U.S. congressional candidate, Minnesota's District 5, running as an independent. Barb, welcome back. Are you having fun?
Oh, I am having so much fun. And a big hug out to Doug. And he spells his middle name D-U-G. He's dug his heels in. Not playing around. Lots of love to all my Facebook friends out there who are actually texting me as we talk.
That's beautiful, and you're right. He did sign the email, Doug, and then in parentheses, D-U-G, Malsom. That's great stuff. I thought you'd get a kick out of that, so I wanted to read that. We've got two or three more really good emails that we want to go to. One of them in particular that George and I talked about that actually came in earlier when I was on my way to work tonight. And we'll go to that. But first, we have a caller on the line. I'll bring Morgan back in just a second. Morgan, hang with us. We've got Chris, I believe, on the phone. Female Second Amendment supporter. Chris, welcome to Armed American Radio. I hope I have your name right. I think it's spelled wrong up here. Welcome to the show.
Well, I don't think it matters if you spell Chris wrong or not.
Okay. Well, it didn't say it. It actually said doing good. It said C-H-I-S, so I was missing the R. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
That's okay. Thank you. Thank you for having me on. And sure. I am very glad that you have selected Barb Davis White to appear on your program. I am a very strong supporter of hers and really hope that she gets elected to Congress. So thank you for having her. And I just wanted to speak on some Second Amendment issues. I'm kind of a little bit of a different kind of caller in that I used to be one of the, years back, was a left anti-gun woman and have moved probably pretty far to the right. So I'm a little bit different. And part of that was, I think, really simply education, and when you only hear one side of the story and you don't hear the other side, you don't always make the right choices. And so one of my goals is to because I understand what the left, what their concerns are and everything, and what they're saying, I think I might be able to better speak to those things. But I will say that from my own personal experience, that I know that now if I walk into a movie theater or a place where there's a large group of people and someone is wearing a gun, there was a time I would have been afraid of the person wearing the gun. But now I'm actually aware, and I know everyone listening probably is aware of this, that I am so much safer because of the person that is armed. Because if there was a maniac that was to, you know, walk in and start shooting, I would probably have a better chance of living because I would be protected. And so if I'm not armed, I'm going to be safer. But as a woman, I think that it's actually the Second Amendment that could actually be considered a woman's right issue as well, because as a woman, I think I have a right to protect myself. And we know that women are, we are attacked, you know, at times and things like that. And I would like to be able to protect myself. And I have a couple of daughters that are 18. And if I'm out with my daughters and something should happen, and what am I going to do? Just sit there and, you know, how am I supposed to protect myself? So
well,
I
you bring
have
up,
that right.
You bring up a number of great points. I'd like to ask you this real quick. What changed your mind? Did somebody take you shooting?
You know what? I was educated. I started to listen to the other side of the story. And, you know, I wasn't really vocal before, but I've listened to the statistics. I do know that that the people that have their permit to carry in Minnesota, that the incident, that the rates of crime are like almost none, you know, so we don't have to worry about those because they're not criminals. I also am, you know, I'm a psychology major and I do a little bit of research, and, you know, the number one cause of death, I should open this here, but the number one cause of death in the United States is tobacco. And number two is poor diet. Number three is alcohol. You know, it goes on and on and on. And the cause of death for guns, let's see, it's under renal failure, septicemia. I don't know what that is, but firearms, they're way down there.
Well, you're right. And these are things that we know. These are things that we know. And you know, swimming pools and children. The left likes to say that guns are the leading cause. They're not. They're not.
The awesome thing, this is Morgan.
Morgan, welcome in. I'm glad you chimed in.
Thank you very much. The awesome thing is that right now we're talking to a bunch of guys, like you're saying, who know this. And if they don't know it, they think they know it. But what Chris is able to do is to cross over. And she's, you know, she's talking to the women and talking to her girlfriends and talking to people about this. And this is where the education comes in. This, you know, us getting at the round table is pretty much us talking with our good friends about stuff that is just fun to talk about. It's not going to change anybody. It's not going to convert anybody. But what Chris is out there doing is converting people with information.
Well, and exactly, and I think that that's something that I think we all need to do because, yeah, we're kind of preaching to the choir here when you have a show like this where, you know, everybody that's listening is probably, I shouldn't say everybody, but most of the people probably are pro-gun, pro-Second Amendment, and they have already been educated about those statistics. And I think that it's really important for us to recognize that in order for us to make sure that our Second Amendment is protected, that we really need to speak to those people that are on the fence or even on the left and educate them you know, from a place of heart and caring.
Yeah.
You know, we all love our countries. We love the Constitution. That is why, you know, and we also, you know, want to be a free people. And, of course, we know that the first thing that's going to happen, you know, if we lose our Second Amendment is we are no longer going to be free. For sure.
That
is
an unbelievable point.
Let me ask you this, Chris. What role did your daughters growing up have in realizing that you are responsible for your own self-defense and protection?
You know what? My daughters don't really really realize that. It's my job as their parent to
make
sure.
That's what I'm saying.
And that is the problem. Well, they're educated in the schools, and they are still kind of way to the left. And I'm sorry, but our teachers, most of them are on that side.
Sure.
So, you know, what do we do? I mean, they're going to have to learn it from me. But when I went to take my daughter down to Illinois on a car trip, you know, what would happen if on that trip I, you know, if there it is, my daughter and me in a car, what would happen if I got stuck or was at the wrong place at the wrong time? How would I protect her?
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, what would I do? Just sit there and watch? I mean, that's my choice. So, you know, in Illinois, I don't think you can have a gun in Illinois. So
No, you can, but the carry laws are draconian, to say the least. Chris, we're getting ready to take a break. That was a fantastic call. Thank you very much.
Yep, and thanks again for having Barb. She's great. I hope everybody votes for her.
You betcha. Thanks very much. Barb, that was great to see. We will be right back, folks, on the Armed American Radio Network with Barb Davis White, Morgan Boatman, George the Mad Ogre Hill, and myself, Mark Walters, right after these messages. Don't turn the dial.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget crossbreedholsters.com.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Is your life a whirr? Do you find yourself coming and going at a pace that would leave a coffee-drinking Jack Russell Terrier in the dust? Would you like to just slow down and get out of the rat race? Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. Slow down and have a less stressful, happier life by building a home business. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.
Are you a firearms owner? If you live in an urban area that is susceptible to natural or man-made disasters, then you need to visit 9survive.com. Learn vital survival skills, such as how to avoid making your prepared family a target for looters, and how to fix the top 10 mistakes people make with 72-hour kits. Learn these skills and more. sign up for a free 9-day mini course at 9survive.com. That's the number 9, survive, then.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
WDJA, 1420 AM, Delray Beach, Florida, and all of Palm Beach County is listening. Welcome. Living in South Florida, I wear jeans and collared polo shirt everywhere I go. Using a super tuck, I can wear and conceal my Glock 21 SF just as easily as my G17. That's Glock 17. I wear from the time I get up till the time I go to bed, 7 days a week. William Sprenkel, Delray Beach, Florida. William, thank you very much for the email. You're up back on the Armed American Radio Network, and I want to go right to Barb Davis. Barb, that was a great call.
Oh, that Chris is fantastic. Hard worker. She's out there, and this is exactly what we need is people like Chris to take it to the street.
You know what?
People are waiting to hear.
Sure. You know what, Morgan?
Yeah.
Jump in with me on this one. Take someone shooting.
Yeah, man. That's the way to do it. Now
that's
it's spring. The snow is melting. Well, it's starting to melt around here. You can go out to the range or out in the forest and safely, you know, I mean, teach them safety first and then put them behind a 22 if they're a kid. Put them behind an AR and show them what it's all about.
Yeah, and, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we say it over and over and over again. Personally, I've never taken anyone shooting that said to me afterwards, oh, that was terrible. I don't ever want to do that again. It's the opposite reaction that you get. George Hill, agree?
Absolutely. I remember a photo taken of Chuck Schumer, and Chuck Schumer is,
Chucky.
You know.
I've got that
he,
on one of my websites. What's he got, a Tech 9 or something?
Big anti-gunners. But there's a picture of him shooting a... it looks like it's a Tech 9, which is a semi-automatic, magazine-fed, high-capacity pistol that is one of these machine pistol-looking things. It looks evil. But here's Chuck, this rabid anti-gunner, shooting this gun with the biggest grin on his face.
Yeah.
So it's okay for this elitist guy to shoot such a gun, but it's not okay for you to shoot it.
Of course. That's what it is. It's do as I say. Not as I do, right, Barb? That's what you're fighting for, and that's what you're running for.
Well, and you guys just hit it on the head. As everyday people, a man by the name of Steve, he said, Barb, come on, let's go shooting. And we went to a place called Bill's Gun Shop in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, one of the most phenomenal places you can go. And when I walked in for the first time, I'm standing there amazed, because here's these kids that we call gangbangers. And all of these kids are standing next to people, you know, just everyday people are all coming to get together, all colors, all backgrounds. And these kids, it took my breath away because they were learning respect for guns. Did not want to go out in the streets and shoot and do combat war, you know, in the hood. Literally were learning how to handle weapons and do the right thing with guns. It was amazing what happens when you go out and you see how many people are interested in learning to do things the right way.
That's right. That's so right. We see the same thing in martial arts. If people are afraid. It's all a fear thing. If you teach people respect, you know, then they understand where to go with it. If you teach them fear, then they don't understand what to do with it.
Absolutely. And kids were armed. You know, they've been armed in the inner cities for many years because they're thinking, well, I've got to get you before you get me. If everybody puts them down and picks them up the right way, we're gonna see. And that attack came from the left. Those guns, those illegal guns, literally were brought in by the left. They were left off by the left. They were sold by the left. And we're gonna find out some things as time goes on what has happened and ravished the inner cities. And we're seeing kids wake up and say, you know what? I want to make peace, and one child has shot another child. People have wanted to get back at each other. Things are just askew, and it came from the left, and it came from the teachings of the left, and these kids not educated, not knowing where to turn, fathers out of the home, they started to defend themselves any way they could. They're changing, and the left doesn't know what to do with it.
Take a listen to this email that just came in, folks. Mark, I find it interesting that I've heard many that used to be liberals but now have moved to the right. But I don't think I've ever heard of anyone that used to be right and now are liberal. Richard Holt sent that in. And that's a great point. I've really never thought about that
before. It's because you can only teach ignorance as a mode of existence for so long. Because to fear and ignorance only go so far. And once they learn, like Chris, the real information, then there's only one place to go.
Yeah, that and when they start paying taxes. George, comment?
Well, it's such a hard road because a young person growing up today and just faces so many hurdles of getting a real education because they go to what's called public school, which is actually a liberal indoctrination program from the get-go, start to finish. And these kids are faced with this massive political indoctrination. Political correctness is taught to them, and when they hear something that doesn't fit with that, you know, they're in school every day, all day long, so they kind of lean to the left themselves. So it's really up to the parents to help these kids and to educate them. And too many parents are so caught up with you know, the daily grind that they just surrender their kids to this indoctrination system. So these kids come out, and then they go to college, which is even worse, and all they see is the left's point of view. So when you give them a taste of the conservative side, you give them a taste of freedom and liberty, and the potential for achievement from real education, they grasp that. It's like tasting a fruit. It's delicious to the taste. It's sweet, and they want to share it. So they talk to their friends. You know, this is something good. Let's pass this around. And it becomes, as they call it in internet terms, it becomes viral. And freedom will spread that way.
It's because that political correctness in the liberal perspective is the absence of nourishment. It's not an actual food. It's the absence of food, if you
exactly.
want to take that metaphor further. And so once they taste any food, which is, reason and the real statistics and liberty and freedom, then of course they go for it because, this is the sustenance that I desire. I understand now.
Exactly.
Morgan, that was very well said. Metaphorically speaking, that was very well said because it's true. And here's what I like to say, Barb, you'll get a kick out of this. We've got 30 seconds before we go to a break, so I'll just kind of end this segment with this. But the truth is only controversial to a liberal. The truth is only controversial to a liberal. It never seems to be controversial to those who know and participate. By the way, folks, the shooting sports are the number two participatory sport in America. Think about that. Remember when you were a kid? I do. I'm not that old yet. But I used to take, Morgan, as you well know, the NRA courses at school. School when I was a kid. You remember that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. When we come back, we'll give out a couple Bonehead Awards. We've got a Bonehead nomination from a listener, so stick around. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
This Dream Support Moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office, Mac, or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
This email comes in from Eric. It says, Mark, great show. Bonehead nomination for Phil Hare, Democrat of the 17th Congressional District of Illinois, Moline, Rock Island, Galesburg, most of West Illinois along the Mississippi. Yes, he actually says he doesn't care about the Constitution around 40 seconds into the video, and he proceeded to send me the YouTube link to the video, to use George's words, that has gone viral around the internet of Congressman Phil Hare saying that he doesn't care about the Constitution when being questioned by a constituent in his office. So, although not Second Amendment related, that comment was so utterly boneheaded that I will forego one of mine and switch it over to Eric's because he's right. He's right. And if you've seen that video, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, I highly recommend you go to YouTube.com and just search Phil Hare or type in doesn't care about the Constitution and you'll see it. It's everywhere.
How do you spell that?
Bonehead number 2. H-A-R-E, as in Jackrabbit Hare, who better run because his electorate's coming after him. Barb, you've seen that video, I'm sure.
Yes, I have. I was in shock, so I'm smiling because it is so It is so beyond anything we could imagine. A constitution, someone who's sworn in to uphold the Constitution of the United States, he was referring to health care. He was referring to people dying, which is all a fallacy, unless they want to talk about abortion. Abortion is the number one killer of blacks today in our country, and that was not what he was referring to. They don't want to touch that because that is where they bow down and worship at the shrine of Planned Parenthood. But he started off with he doesn't care about the Constitution, and I was appalled. I was in shock.
It was interesting how he spun that afterwards when questioned about it, obviously questioned about it.
What did he say, Mark?
Well, his response was, what I meant by that was, and let me respond to that, and he gave a little rambling two-minute YouTube video response where he comes out and he says, what I meant by that was I'm not worried about the Constitution as if this was a constitutional bill. So he spun it effectively, you know, as you would expect him to do. But it goes back to one of the original quotes from earlier in the broadcast, Ten Bears. The Ten Bears quote from the outlaw Josie Wales. Remember that?
Yep.
It is a shame that governments are run by the double tongues.
Well,
and that's exactly what we see here.
Do we really think that most politicians besides Barb and some of the sheriffs that we've talked to actually have they read the Constitution? Do they care about the Constitution? These guys are movie stars. They're not real. They're not constitutional. They're not in the trenches for the Constitution.
No, they're not. And it's very sad. But it is also a fascinating time. Barb, you're running in what will more than likely go down as one of, if not the most historic congressional elections, at least in our generation, at least in our lifetime. And it's going to be a very hard-fought campaign. And, you know, I said it last week, I'll say it again, that you're going to have a Republican come out and declare himself or herself a candidate for president right after the elections in November, and then the game is on, because now the race for 2012 will begin, and it will be a grueling, bitterly fought campaign, and it will be very difficult to watch the news, Barb.
It's going to be tough because we are actually, if anyone is running for Congress, anyone is running for House seats, that is a conservative. We have to fight through actually two elections. Barack Hussein Obama is not going to sign anything that the congressional two-thirds hands him, and he'll sit as a lame duck. He'll leave it on the table, and unless he's impeached, and then we have Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. We're looking at a nightmare in terms of 2010 and trying to fix what is in shambles, but we're going to have to run it out for 2012. And
what we're fighting for, like we said in the previous hour, is not a liberal conservative thing anymore in this country. It's not the old hard-fought politics, and I like to go back to Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill. Those two guys fought it out in the trenches every day. They fought it out in the trenches every day. Then they'd meet for a drink and have dinner.
Yes, indeed. But they love this country. You know, they have.
Right, those days are gone.
They're gone. And if there's another Ronald Reagan, maybe it's Michelle Bachmann. We've got some up-and-comers coming along, but they've got to fight the moderates in the Republican Party, or they've got to fight, you know, there's just so much coming at us that we didn't have maybe 20 years ago. But the stats I'm looking at as I read these bills, as I read what's happening in healthcare, we have no idea what just happened to us. We really don't have any idea. The public is trying to, they're trying to understand what just happened. But our rights have been taken away to grant privileges, especially to illegal aliens. And what has happened in the last month is that we are literally fighting for America. And if January 1st, if we can make it to January 1st, we're talking about 20 years to regain our freedoms and our liberties in this country. But we've got to start right now.
Well, hopefully what will happen after the midterm elections and after the 2012 election is that conservatives, not George Bush, compassionate conservatives,
right,
where you can't straddle both sides of the fence here. You've got to draw a line in the sand, and you've got to run on your principles, which is what I really enjoy talking with Lieutenant Bill Hunt about and Jay LeSueur. These are two great men who are staking their claim and running on it. and they're not wavering on it. And you're doing the same thing. I've got to go to another email here real quick. We've got a bunch, so we're going to jump across the board here, okay, and move kind of quick. This email comes in from Ken Lewis. Hello, Mark and company. Thanks for a great show every week. Doing a great job. I've got a question for the Ogre. Hit him with the new Bursa BP, and let's see what he says. I'm looking for a single-stack 9mm pocket gun. I'm a big guy and can conceal that kind of thing. Lucky me. And the Bursa looks like a good package at a good price. Happy Easter, Ken Lewis, Portland, Oregon. Ken, thanks much for the email. Ogre, have at it, my man.
Thank you for the email, Ken, and the question. You know, the Bursa is it does look good. The BP does look good. But with any gun, especially in one of these lower-cost brackets that Bursa seems to occupy, and Bursa occupies it very well. They do put out a good product, and most of the times the Bursas are reliable. They're accurate within reason, and it's a good buy, just like a Taurus is. However, here's a little bit of caution. Be sure you get a couple boxes of rounds put through it to make sure that it is reliable. Some Bursas, just like some Tauruses, have a little teething issues out of the box, and they need to be broken in just a little bit. But once you do, they're going to run fine. If they don't, they go back to the factory, and Bursa's a good company. They'll fix the gun. They'll send it back to you just like Taurus will. They'll send it back to you, and the gun's going to be good. So even though it is a lower-cost gun, you do have to spend a little bit of money to make sure it's going to be reliable for you.
Ken, stump the Ogre. We can't do it week after week. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to read one more email to take us into the break, and then I want to get Morgan's response to this because it harkens to Arizona. This comes in from Jordan in Tucson. Hey, Mark, I wanted to let you know what a great show you have. I found out about it a month ago and since then have gone back on your website and started streaming from the beginning. All caught up now. And it's a bummer to have to wait week to week for each episode. Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate that. I had a question about getting my CCW permit. Soon I'll actually be moving to Texas, and I don't know if I should get an Arizona permit before I go or wait till I'm in Texas. For instance, if I was to wait and get a Texas permit, do I have to spend enough time there to establish residency before I'm able to get one? Also, as you know, Arizona is about to pass legislation no longer requiring a permit to carry concealed. If I was to get an Arizona permit, would that become void in Texas after the bill passes? Thanks so much for your time and for doing this show every week. Jordan. Jordan, when we come back from the break, we're going to pick that email apart in about two or three pieces and answer that for you. And George and I actually talked about that email on the way into the studio today. And then we're going to get Morgan's opinion on the Arizona permit aspect of it. And George did some research. So thanks for the email, Jordan. You're on the Armed American Radio Network with Mark Walters, George Hill, Morgan Boatman, and Barb Davis-White. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36 month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
The Streets of Gold moment is brought to you by AutoZone. This Ivy Leaguer captured our hearts and the gold.
AutoZone. Keep your car performing at its peak all winter. Make a trip to AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Before you take on the winter roads, get to AutoZone and get everything you need for cold weather driving. Right now, save a dollar when you improve your engine's performance and fuel economy with a 5 1/4 ounce bottle of Lucas Fuel Treatment and Injector Cleaner for just $4.99. Get ready to ride out the winter. Get to AutoZone today. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
By the time Sarah Hughes was 13, she'd won her first junior title at the 1998 U.S. Figure Skating Championships. She worked hard and landed on the 2002 U.S. skating team. She landed 7 triple jumps. The 3 contenders ahead of her all made mistakes. By winning the long program, Sarah's dreams of gold finally happened. This Dreams of Gold moment was brought to you by AutoZone.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Sitting here in shorts with a crossbreed with Glock 22. They rock. That email just came in from Ed Rouse earlier in the show. Ed Rouse, of course, is the father of our adopted American hero, Samuel Rouse, who is on his way home safely from parts unknown, fighting for you. That's from Ed Rouse, the giver of life to Samuel, our American hero, and we're going to bring him to this studio and put him on the air for you. Congratulations to them. I know they're beside themselves. Let's go back to the email regarding Arizona, because we're in segment 4 already, believe it or not. Now, Morgan and George, respectively here, this email is kind of fun for a number of reasons. I will be in Tucson this week on Friday, where I will be meeting with you, George, in Phoenix, and you and I will be driving down to Tombstone, where we're going to go down and have some fun, and I'm going to take some training from you, and we'll be hooking up with Morgan in Tucson on Sunday and broadcasting Armed American Radio live from News Talk 790 KNST in Tucson, and that's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be a 3-hour roundtable with all of us sitting there mic'd up, and it's going to be a great time. Let's go to this email again and pick it apart piece by piece. Some important things here. Had a question about getting my permit. Soon I'll actually be moving to Texas, and I don't know if I should get an Arizona permit before I go or wait till I'm in Texas. For instance, if I wait and get a Texas permit, do I have to spend enough time there to establish residency before I'm able to get one? Let me answer that two-part with one answer. When you get to Texas, you are going to have to establish residency. Establishing residency is as simple as getting your driver's license. That establishes residency in the state. Once you establish residency, you will then follow Texas lawful procedures to get your Texas concealed handgun license. And Texas has a fairly lengthy process. Let me warn you of that right now, Jordan. So I have some very close friends who just went through the process out in El Paso. And it is a lengthy process, but it is one that you must go through to get your permit, number one. Don't know if I should get an Arizona permit before I go. Morgan.
Yeah. Hey, it takes 8 hours, and you shoot 10 shots, and you got it. And what I like to say is, he's thinking, oh, well, maybe I should just, you know, get some training here, get some training there. Get as much training from as many different people as you can. I've sat in on, I don't know, probably a dozen CCW classes from different teachers, and you learn something new from each one in the same state. So I'd say, I mean, the Texas and Arizona permit is virtually the same. It covers the same states and stuff. But he's thinking, well, maybe I'll get this free ride from the Arizona government. They're going to let everybody carry CCW, and I can do that. Don't wait for that. That's not going to happen for months, even if she signs it. Get the training, get the permit, then you're covered in Texas when you move there, and then you can get the Texas permit, too, and learn some more stuff. I don't know how lengthy the process is there, but it doesn't matter, because the more you learn, the better.
You better believe it. It's a full lengthy course. It's a full day course, and the process to get your license after you submit the application in Texas can run about 3 months for a number of different reasons. But you just brought up the question that George and I were talking about on the way to the studio tonight, and that is this. Yes, Arizona is going to pass. They have passed the Vermont and Alaska style carry. Now, George, I'm going to move over to you briefly, and we'll let the listener know what you and I talked about on the way in here today.
Right.
And now, there's two parts of that question that are important. And it's not just Arizona and Texas. This has ramifications with reciprocity in states across the country. Number one, Arizona is going to become the third state that does not require law-abiding citizens to obtain a permit. Number one. Number two, as when I moved to Georgia and established residency and got my Georgia permit, I instantly lost my reciprocity. The moment I established residency in Georgia, my Florida permit was no longer valid. So I had to wait at that time 90 days to get my Georgia permit. So I was not lawful to carry during that 90-day period. And no, I did not carry, because it's what law-abiding citizen means. So I waited until I got the permit. Thanks to Georgia Carry, that process has now been brought down, but for suing the probate judges, to about, you know, 14 days on average across the state, or up to 40 days, but it's very reasonable now. And I don't know how Texas is. So my question and his question is, when he moves to Texas, George, is his Arizona permit any good, or does he have to get that Texas permit? Is the law similar to Georgia? And number two, what happens to Arizona reciprocity if there's no license included from Arizona?
You have to look at what Texas is doing with those states already, with Vermont and with Alaska. If you're a resident of Vermont or Alaska in Texas, you can carry. Texas reciprocates that right. Not necessarily reciprocating that permit, because they don't have them, they reciprocate that right. So you can carry in Texas following Texas law.
Until he becomes a resident.
Now, when he becomes a resident, you know, that's different. However, if he has his Arizona permit as issued, and he shows that to an officer, now, I talked to a couple of different guys from Texas, and they said he should be just fine. They couldn't give me a 100% definitive answer, but he should be just fine, according to these guys. So with that permit, he'll be fine, and should they go ahead and do the whole, you don't need a permit in Arizona, I think he should still be fine during this period of time until he gets his Texas permit.
So. The bottom line is to follow Morgan's advice, Jordan. Get your Arizona permit. Move
Absolutely.
To Texas. Get your Texas permit. You may go through the same thing I went through in Georgia as any out-of-state resident who moves to a location does. There may be a time period there, and this is where we're going to have to get you a solid answer. We just didn't have enough time to do it today, but we will, and we'll answer this email. George and I will answer this email to you, because it's important, and it has ramifications, not just in Arizona and Texas, but to anybody that's relocating from one state to another with a permit. So it's a very important question, and a great
email. And learn the rules in your new state.
You better believe it. Great answers from everybody on the panel. Appreciate it. Jordan, thanks for the email. Barb, back over to you. We're jumping all over and having a great time.
This has been wonderful, Mark.
Are you having fun?
That's wonderful. This show is so informative, and I'm going to refer it on Facebook to, like, the, you know, people need to hear it and not be afraid. Sometimes people, if they don't know about Second Amendment, they get afraid to ask questions, and they need to know that they're not alone, and there's people out here that know stuff. You guys are amazing.
Well, we do this every week. We have a lot of fun, and we try to move as quick as possible without jumping all over the board. Sometimes the phone calls, we ask that people keep them on topic because, you know, like Chris's call was great. It just fit, and it fit very well with you. And to the callers who come in that we can't get to, I apologize for that. If you'll send an email to us, we'll go ahead and answer those emails for you. George, I think we forwarded one to you from a listener this week, didn't we? One or
Absolutely.
Two.
Absolutely. Having a lot of questions and a lot of calls, this is a good thing. And you feel free also to post it on the Armed American Radio website or the Facebook page, and we can answer those questions there too.
Absolutely. So get on Facebook and search Armed American Radio and post your questions up there. We've got thousands of fans. Just click Become a Fan and follow us. We don't beat you down with posts all day long. We give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 posts on upcoming shows and events that are happening. Speaking of events, again, let's jump because we are going to run out of time. The Second Amendment March is coming up in Washington. Now, Sean, I don't think, do we have enough time, Sean, to run Rachel Maddow's clip?
Oh, no.
No, we don't. Okay, we had a four-minute clip from Rachel Maddow. I'll give you a paraphrase of it. Rachel Maddow, of course, a left-wing anti-gunner on MSNBC, was talking about the upcoming march, and of course she spins it in the liberal deal that the march is coinciding with the bombing of the Oklahoma Federal Building, the Murrah Building, on April 19th. She's a kook and a wacko. The April 19th date, I'm sorry, say that one more time, Sean? We can have it next week. Okay, we'll go ahead and run it next week. But it also is coinciding with Lexington and Concord, and that's the date and the significance of the date. Rachel Maddow, you are bonehead number 3 this week, and we'll prove that. Yeah, we'll prove that next week by playing your own words on Armed American Radio. So, folks, if you can get on a bus and get to Washington, that's great. I'll be speaking there at the march. I'm looking forward to it. And this program on the 18th will be broadcasting live from the Salem Radio Network studios in Washington, D.C., to officially kick off the Second Amendment March. The next day, I'll be speaking with a number of other great guests. Larry Pratt will be there. Sheriff Mack will be there. Lieutenant Bill Hunt, who was just on here, will be there. Susanna Hupp and Nikki Goser, our good friend Nikki Goser, will be there, and a host of others. So if you have the opportunity and you can make it, make your voices heard. Barb, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it, and we will follow up with you as your campaign heats up.
Thank you, Mark, and thanks to everyone that sat in. It's just amazing. I'm just really honored to be here.
You got it. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Armed American Radio Network. We'll see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Don't forget, check out lessonsfromarmedamerica.com. Pick up a copy of my book. Carry on, carry off, and carry everywhere.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now.